I'm Al Gardner. Charlotte 20 News tomorrow. Follow-up on the 9/11 hearings, the Pledge of Allegiance under God, the words under fire, and gas prices. We've got updates. Join Stacy and me. Now back to John Hancock on News Talk 1110 WBT.
I guess it was about 5 or 6 months ago for this radio station. It was a little bit longer than that. I know Brad Krantz had kind of started this all off. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it all started with an email that was sent by Brian Horn's aunt that said, hey, there's this thing going on, and if you guys could give us some pub, we'd appreciate it. And that kind of led to Brad interviewing her, and then we kind of picked up the ball after Brad left, and we ended up talking to Marty Horn up in Maryland, and we were just one of many who kind of jumped on this thing called AnySoldier.us. And to this day, by the way, it is still something that is fully operational, although we're happy to report that Brian Horn is sitting in the living room with his father in La Plata, Maryland tonight. But you can go to heyhancock.com and under show guests find a link to anysoldier.us, although you can go straight to anysoldier.us. Please welcome, if you will, Brian and Marty Horn to News Talk 1110 WBT. Welcome home.
Hey, thank you.
Gosh, for two people that haven't met, I feel like I have some kind of relation to you.
Yeah, same here.
So, tell me about you actually are stationed in Italy, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So you're home for a month and then back to Italy?
Back to Italy, back to all the madness and, yeah, refit, recock, you know.
What will, now tell me what once you get back to Italy, what do you anticipate?
A lot of good training and then just prepare for whatever they got in store for us, you know.
Yeah. Brian, is your dad with you?
Yes, he is.
Hi, Marty.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm great, man. How are you doing?
Very well.
Yeah, I bet you are. Good to have the kid home, huh?
Yeah, he's no kid anymore.
No, you're right. Although I'm an old 51-year-old, so I'm calling everybody kid these days.
Well, we're the same age, but yeah, I feel the same way.
Talk to me a little bit, now that we've got both of you guys on here. Brian, tell me a little bit about the origination of this, how you got this started, because actually when you start thinking about something like this, I would think that we talk on this show about people who are cans and people who are can'ts. And in essence, that comes down to people who get ideas and then say, well, God, you know, I can't do that. Or there's people that come up with ideas and they say, you know, I got to find a way to do that. And obviously, this thing took off. Whether you thought it was going to be as big as it was or not, you can answer for yourself. But tell me how you got the idea and then how you kind of got it started.
I mean, basically, pretty simple idea. I was getting bombarded with stuff from my parents and my relatives, and it kind of sucks when you're the only one in a platoon, or maybe sometimes in the company you're getting all this stuff, and you know, you share it, but it's like, man, it kind of came, the idea came through actually. My dad and my mom asked me if they could do anything, because my dad's a webmaster and all that good stuff, so he put his talent to good use, obviously, and just kind of went from there. I mean, it grew and grew and grew, and next thing you know, it was like, I mean, it was unbelievable.
To the extent of how many, at the peak, how much stuff were you getting every time you went to go to make a pickup?
Well, to give you a good idea, we were on the outskirts of Kirkuk in northern Iraq, and our home station, or I guess our operating base, you call it, Bayonet Base, that's where all the mail would come into. I mean, it got so bad that, you know, they call them log packs, so they'd ship the stuff out to the soldiers and stuff. Well, I mean, I don't want to say bad, but for the lack of a better word, it got so bad that there was so much mail that they couldn't send it all. You know, it'd be bits and pieces, and the mail really started getting backed up, and we'd make special trips just to go back there, me and in my platoon, which wouldn't necessarily interrupt missions, but, I mean, you know, that just to give you a good idea of, you know, the support, it's just unreal. I had no idea that it was, you know, that strong over here.
When you would get a box, and you, as I remember correctly, you would suggest that people send this in 10-pound boxes or less. So when you get a box and it's addressed to AnySoldier.us, did you at that point just start basically handing boxes to people and say, hey, you know, see what's in it?
Yeah, I mean, I would do that, but then that's where my dad also came with the idea of different contacts, although people would still mostly send the stuff to me just because I guess I was the first one on there. But, yeah, I mean, it got overbearing to the point because, you know, I still had the missions to do and everything, and, you know, but once we got, you know, the extra additional contacts, and you know, it settled down for me a little bit.
It's I was on your website today, and... And one of the questions that I kept on getting was, is all this stuff just going to one entity? Not just one person, but is all this stuff just going to the 173rd Airborne Brigade? Is it being distributed out to other, how can we get it to other people, and so on and so forth? And it sounds like you ran into the same deal, and that your dad thought of the same thing, and that to have the 173rd Airborne wallowing in stuff and have others not having anything kind of defeated the purpose.
Right, John, I'll pick up on that one if you don't mind.
Sure.
This was definitely a surprise to everybody. The amount of support and a lot of it from your area was we just weren't prepared for it. That's why right after a couple of shows you did, we expanded it beyond just Brian, and we had 7 contacts in just his unit.
And in fact, if you go to the website tonight, you will find several contacts of which you can decide whom you would like to send your any soldier stuff to.
That's correct. Yes, it's completely, well, it's very different from when my son was there. The 173rd is gone, and if anybody is still sending stuff to them, please do not. They're not there anymore, and your stuff will bounce. This being the military and a war zone, everything changes by the minute, and what we've done is expand to any soldier, the name applies now, that is stationed either in Iraq or Afghanistan. And right now we've got 20 different contacts, and we're growing almost daily.
This, not to say that this is over for Brian, because he obviously still has his commitment to fulfill and so on and so forth, but obviously, Marty, this isn't over for you.
No, it's not. We're looking to turn this thing into a nonprofit organization. Apparently DOD wasn't able to pull off something that worked. You know, in Gulf One they had the any soldier thing. That got trashed. The way we're doing this seems to work extremely well, but we're learning. And one of the main things that we're trying to impress upon people is you can't print off this site and hand it out. This stuff changes so fast that you really have to refer to the website before you do anything. We have, like I said, people are still mailing stuff to my son, and they shouldn't be doing that. He was yanked off the site 2 months ago.
Well, and that's a good point, because when I went to the needs page, what to send, suggestions of what to send, some of that's actually got a line drawn through it. So,
right. Yeah, that's to draw attention to folks that have been with the site for a while. That, like, in the beginning, when this started, we recommended don't send it registered or insured because it would slow it down so much. Well, recently, we've had laptops stolen out of the mail. In this particular case, it was going to Afghanistan, but it does happen. And now because the tactical situation has changed also, what my son went through isn't happening presently. More soldiers are in more permanent quarters. They're just not sleeping on the ground as much as like my son's unit did. So they can get to post offices. If somebody sends something expensive, they need to insure it and register it now.
Which is another thing that I also noticed on your website today was that the method of shipping things, whereas I don't think we were so worried about insurance and things like that before.
Right.
Obviously you are now. So.
Yes. And there is a theft problem, and we've had it happen to us. We know that a laptop was stolen. The good sergeant in Afghanistan got a very nice empty box.
All right, we're talking to Brian and Marty Horn. We'll continue to do that in just a few seconds. Let me take a break here, and then we'll come right back. Talking to Sergeant Brian Horn, who is home for going back to where he's now stationed in Italy, and his father, Marty Horn, and between the two of them, they are the lifeline for what we've been talking about for at least a half a year now, and that is this anysoldier.us website and a way to get stuff over to the guys over in Iraq, and we'll talk more about that in just a second. They're all making fun of me because Marty got a flag meant for us from Brian, And then, Marty, you sent this to me, I don't know how long I've had it, probably 2 months or so, maybe 3 months.
I don't remember exactly. Did I address it to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, actually, you sent it to me and Brad Krantz and Darren Moody.
Oh, okay.
But and, it's not like I'm not going to keep it for myself and that I'm going to share it with anybody else, because apparently you and Darren were talking, and you asked, had he seen the flag? He didn't have a clue what you were talking about. No, I got this thing, put it in my desk drawer where it's been safe, got it in the same envelope, and we plan to have it framed or do something with it so that we can put it on display here at the station.
That's good. That's the intent.
Yeah, so don't be asking Darren about it, because he doesn't know anything. I'm not sharing this with him.
Great.
Get your own.
I don't blame you. I only got one for myself.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Darren, get your own damn flag. Get your own radio show.
I'm going to need a flag, Marty. I'm sorry.
You can't do that now. Brian's already home. He's out of flags. So there you go. Get your own damn radio show. That's how that works. Listen, of all the things that are on the anysoldier.us website that you can send, the one that I like the best, I guess, right now is this Beanie Baby request, because I happen to be married to a lady who's probably got 100 of them. And she's been talking over the last 5 or 6 months about saying, you know what, I need to get rid of those things. I don't know, do I put them on eBay, or, and she knows she's not going to get anything for them because there's a gazillion of them out there. This is the best idea, to send them over to these guys and let them hand them to kids.
Yeah, and it really is, because I'm not sure of the exact stats, but Iraq's population is upwards of, more than half of that country is kids, like 10 years and younger, so. And we see them every time we go out on patrols, and, we just, when I was there, the ones we were getting, you just toss them out to them, they're loving it, good stuff.
How do you think the kids felt about U.S. soldiers, Brian?
The kids are, I'll tell you, all the kids support us. It didn't matter what ethnicity, Arab, Kurdish, Turkish, it didn't matter. The kids loved us, it was just the, more the adults, of the Saddam era, I guess I should call them, weren't real fond, big fans of us, but, yeah. Kids are great.
I know antibacterial wipes was always something that you guys couldn't get enough of, and that's because of the conditions over there. I also noted that it was 70 or 71 degrees over there today, so I assume the hot weather's coming back in. And so the antibacterial wipes is, you guys can't get enough of those, can you?
No. Those baby wipes are priceless. I mean, the baby wipes and the hand sanitizer, good stuff. Those are the two most used and most requested, at least for me when I was there, because, guy, it gets 130 degrees in the shade. What are you going to do? You can't even drink your water. It's so hot. Yeah.
And there's a bunch of stuff listed here, and I won't go through all of it because we don't really have the time. But if you go to anysoldier.us, there's food, there's personal hygiene items, there's entertainment stuff, there's ideas like Beanie Babies that soldiers can hand out to the kids and do all that stuff. Brian, in all the stuff that you came through, I'm assuming that there was probably one box or one moment or one thing that that probably stands out in your mind. Can you think what that is right now out of all of this?
That's a good question. As far as usable items, there's these shirts. They're called Duofold shirts. And when it does get that hot, these shirts, they wick away the sweat from you, and they just, you stay dry really easily. And it's better than the cotton issue shirts they issue you, because those are 100% cotton. And, you're just soaked, and next thing you know, it just goes downhill from there. But as far as usable items, the best item I think I got was probably from my parents, was those flags, like one of the ones you got.
Yeah.
A little something I could do. And just something I wanted to point out to you and all your listeners is when you send packages to this, please keep in mind that there is, we have missions. So the soldiers, they try and get back. They try and write letters back and say thank you and everything. And please know that everyone is more thankful than you could even imagine. So if they can't get back to you, if they can't write a letter back to you, please, don't take that to heart. I'm thanking you right here, right now. So I hope that can be enough.
Yeah, no, and I would hope people would understand that. I know in correspondence I think I had with you and that I've had with other people over there, the medical supply people and stuff like that, I always try to write in short sentences and not get too wordy about it all, because I don't really know the medium of by which you're reading these things. I figured if it was almost like a instant message type thing, you wouldn't want long messages and long things to read.
Yeah, correspondence is always good. It's just the fact that you know, sometimes the time is so limited for each soldier has a different job. And depending on that job, you know, the less time they have, you know, they're more likely to write to their parents, girlfriend, mothers, you know, whatever, before somebody that sends them, a complete stranger, who isn't a complete stranger if they're, you know, they're helping them out with this care package, but I think you know what I'm getting
at. Yeah, doesn't mean they're not thankful. And I think people just got to feel good about making the effort and doing it, and not, if you get some kind of response back, then that's great. But just know that somebody over there's day was better because of what you did.
Thank you for saying that, John. I've gotten several emails from folks that were furious that they didn't get a reply back. One as far as said that her entire classroom sent things and not one reply. And I think Brian explained it just fine. I mean, this is a one-way direct thing, not two-way necessarily.
And believe me, you know, some of the things you do in life, some soldier that has gone through that experience will never forget boxes that he opened up, and you may never know what was yours, but it may have been, so that's good. Marty, Brian, first of all, welcome home. Good luck to you when you get back to Italy. And Marty, great to talk to you again. I'm sure we'll stay in touch. And thanks, both of you, for joining us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys.